بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فك رقبة أو إطعام في يوم ذي مزغبة يتيما ذا مقربة أو مسكينا ذا متربة. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala explained that man had to go into a difficult pass, that is a narrow pass which is not easy to cross, like a valley in a mountain or a pass in the mountain, or going into a small house which is difficult to enter. And this really means that Allah Ta'ala has put difficulties and hardships in the goodness that we have to do. Like, for example, getting up for Fajr now. A person had to pass through that difficulty of coming out of the bed, making wudu, coming out, afraid of security conditions, etc. But he makes the sacrifice, he comes, he makes his dabah. A person wants to keep roza, then also he feels it's difficult. I have to give up so many things, I have to restrain myself. Hajj is even more, and like that we see more and more to go out in jamaat also. A person many times doubts, must I go, must I not go, my business, my family, but he puts himself into that position, Allah opens the ways for him. So in everything, zakat also a person wants to give, or he wants to give lillah, charity, that also he finds it's hard now. Must I give? Must I not give? Well, who should I give? Shaitan will come in different ways. Must I give it to this person, to that person? Who must I give it to you? But when a person takes up the courage and he does what he has to do, then Allah Ta'ala opens the way for that person. So like that in deen also, that in all the matters of our deen. Also we have to see that this narrow path, that is also an important point, that it is not the majority that counts. Today we like to be with the majority, how everyone heard how the flow of the water is, we just join that. But is it the right way? Is it the right thing to do? That we have to do. And to do the difficult thing at that time also, if the minority is on the truth, then we have to follow that. What is the truth? We have to follow the truth and what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. Not just what the majority are doing, what everyone else is doing. And in almost all times, the majority were always on the wrong. The minority is on the right. Even today, if we think that about 5 billion people or so are non-Muslims. Muslims are still in the minority, so we don't just follow the ways of the majority. In the Muslims also, then we will find so many people who are not on the right track. In fact, the hadith clearly says that the ummah will be divided into 73 parts, and the vast majority, 72, will be on the wrong path. And that one path will be the of 72, which may be just a little bit more than a percent, which will be on the right path. So we have to see that we are following the right path, not necessarily the majority. We have to see what is the right thing that we have to do. So Allah Ta'ala gives a few examples of those difficult conditions which come on a person, and at that time he must decide and he must do the right thing. And the Quran Sharif, to understand it, we cannot just take one ayat out of context and try and understand the Quran Sharif. As in many arguments that we have, then we present an ayat of the Quran Sharif or a hadith, but we have to see the whole of deen, not just that one ayat. For example, which can be easily understood and which many people make a mistake in. There are many people who say even the Jews and Christians will gain salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Because in the ayats of the Quran, the way Allah says the Jews, the Christians who bring Iman on Allah, they all will gain salvation. But if you see that with the other ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, and the whole of the Quran, Allah says clearly that salvation is only in following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That just for the Jews, Christians, even if they were on the right, they have changed the kitabs, they are on the wrong. But even if they had not changed changed their kitabs, and they were believing correctly. But since Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was made the Nabi of Allah, it was absolutely necessary to bring Iman on Allah's Rasul as the last and the final Nabi. So in all matters we have to see the whole of Deen, then we get the correct picture, not just take out one ayat from somewhere. Like for example, Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَا تَقْرَبُ الصَّلَاةِ, do not even go near namaz. Now if somebody just takes out that, he says it's in the Quran, Allah said don't, but in front is وَأَنْتُمْ sukara. At the time when liquor was still not made haram, but when you are in a state of drunkenness, at that time don't make your namaz. So everything we have to see it fully and properly. So here are a few examples. Not only these are the examples of the difficult and hard times that a person must do, and then he gains salvation. One of them, fakku raqabatin, churana gardan ka, to set free a slave, a person who is enslaved, who is a slave, and to buy him. Of course, there is no slavery today, but at that time when there were slaves also. And we see this and many other ayats of the Quran and hadith also, that Islam did not encourage slavery. Islam did not bring about slavery in the first place. Islam did not encourage it also. Islam discouraged it. That for every small thing, set free so many slaves, set free so many slaves. So this was a way of setting slaves free. However, it was not an easy task. A slave was a very expensive commodity that a person possessed. But to set him free was to please Allah. To spend huge amounts of money in order to set a slave free, and huge amounts were incurred. So Allah says, you will do this difficult thing to spend that big amount, and it's optional also. It's, if it was for us, a person realizes I have to do it. But when it's optional, then if I want to, I can do it. And nafs and shaitan plays more havoc on a person when a person is nafil and optional. So that to set a slave free, ulama have written here, not only setting a slave free, but any difficulties any person is in, help that person in his difficulties. A person has got a debt and he can't pay, then help that person also to pay his debt. A person is obligated to somebody for some reason and now his life is in difficulty, help that person. In other words, we should not be living just for ourselves. Our concern must be for fellow people. And in fact, Islam teaches us, and this is the very high level, that you give preference to other people's needs over your own needs. And this was the quality of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala an, that with regard to the Muhajireen who came, the Ansar of Medina, gave them more preference to themselves than what over themselves, they gave preference to the Muhajireen. And this is a thing that a person can't imagine also, what qualities were in these people. And the Muhajireen again, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, were not also that type that they took advantage of the Ansar. But they stood on their own feet and they did their own work also. They did not become dependent on the Ansar. So we see that this quality is a very, very great quality that also has to be brought into us to try and see the needs of other people. Whether it's in front we are taught, especially family members even more. Anyone who is in need, help that person. And this is a great way of doing that difficult thing at that time, and in which Allah Ta'ala then opens great doors upon a person. May Allah give us all to understand this, to accept it, and then to make amal accordingly and with ikhlas, only for the pleasure of Allah.